I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we talk with Derek Hall, university spokesperson, with more about the passport to campus to get students, staff, and faculty back on campus during the coronavirus pandemic. Here's Derek Hall.
First off, to have campus come back to life is amazing. It's just great to see kids and families and everyone on campus. So that's first and foremost. But we will be testing, providing COVID tests for over 8,000 people last week and this week. And so we created a process of check-in for everyone, it's running very, very smoothly. I saw a student go through in less than 15 minutes yesterday. And that was a test, parking pass, ID, bookstore, computer pickup. It's amazing how well it's working. And we'll be doing this again later, probably minus the COVID test.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see how this has evolved with people in the community and students returning, the staffers and everybody getting back into it. It overall seems to be working fairly well. You're getting results as quick as possible, but as I understand, there might have been a little bit of a slowdown just with the labs being so busy with all the testing, but you are getting some good results.
Yeah, we are a priority client for the lab down in Chicago, and Monday we started labeling our boxes. These boxes are from Northern, so they're easy to spot when they come into the lab. We're running a couple days late on results, but everything else is running really, really smoothly, and everyone's cooperating well. We have a lot of volunteers. The students are staggering in by appointment, and so there's really no lines. We've heard a lot of positive feedback from the families.
And the preliminary numbers with the testing have been encouraging, and I understand that they are preliminary numbers, but early on, like we've heard about, it looks like these numbers, as we said, are very, very good as far as positive tests as compared to negative tests so far.
Yes, we're at a total of 5 positive tests right now. We will be adding a reporting dashboard to our COVID site on our homepage. So if anyone's interested, they can click to the homepage and go from there on the COVID site, and they'll be able to see our numbers.
We're talking with Derek Hall. He is the campus spokesperson at Northern Michigan University for Wildcat Wednesday. The Passport to Campus program underway to get people back on campus. Derek, what happens? Kind of walk us through it. How does one get into the Passport to Campus?
Well, it's all digital and no touch. So you arrange for an appointment. The morning of your appointment, you get a text, and it says, when you get to the parking lot, let us know. And someone inside can monitor who's in the parking lot, and we can manage the flow. And so if we're a little backed up, we'll just leave them out in the parking lot for a few minutes longer. Once we click come on in, there's really no wait time because, you know, we're able to manage that flow. And from Passport, they go directly to moving into their residence halls, and they are excited to be here.
It is an interesting way of doing things now, but it sounds to me like the university might be learning some things here in terms of using this model into the future beyond the coronavirus.
I'm pretty sure all of us are learning new ways to do things and get our jobs done, and we are definitely doing that on Northern's campus.
Derek, if people want to find out more about how things are going at NMU with all of the COVID-19 matters, if families are curious, alumni are curious, what's the best way to find that out?
NMU.edu/COVID is where we put all of the information, and there's an email there if someone would like to ask a question.
That's Derek Hall, university spokesperson at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindela.